all the girls had a few things to say, and God bless them. Bill hit the nail on the head, and golf has changed since the 1990s. We weren't allowed to coach during a match, so all the coaching had to be done before they teed it up. And the gentleman just spoke to you right there, and his voice is exactly the same. You could hear him, whether you were in the pro shop, on the putting green, driving range. He had that bellowing, deep voice. And I'm going to say something else about Bill. See what you're doing to us? I started coaching golf in 93. That was pre-Tiger Woods. That was pre-junior golf. You might have found some country clubs that had a junior golf program, but you did not have that at public courses. Golf was not a growing sport at the time. It was kind of a dying sport at the time. But in 93, 94, 95, I was taking 30 middle schoolers every other Wednesday to Boots Randolph for mid-cat golf. And we would show up, and Bill Love would be sitting outside one of the tables or on the steps, and the range balls would be lined up, and the rental clubs would be lined up, and he would greet those kids, and we would go out to the range. And as I said, I started in 93. I'm not going to say much about me, but I'll say this much. I was teaching English at the middle school. I'd been hired to coach the middle school basketball team, and about a week into school, a lady showed up at my door, and her name was Patty Curlin, and she asked me if I wanted to be an assistant golf coach. I said, "You're talking to the wrong guy." They said, "You like to play golf." I said, "Well, I play. I'm not very good, and I certainly don't know how to coach it." And she said, "You have your CDL, right?" I said, "Yeah." And she said, all you have to do is drive the bus." I said, "Okay." I said, "I can do that. Not very well, but I can do it." And then I found out I thought it was just going to be to the matches. No, you had to take a bus to the golf course every day for practice, too. And I said, "Well, what's this pay?" And she said, "There is no stipend." But being a first-year teacher, I was like, "Do I say no?" She said, "But I can get you free golf year-round at Boots Randolph." I said, "Sold." So my first year, I did it with her. And then she got out, and I said, "What am I going to do?" She said, "You don't have to do anything. Get him to the course. Bill will take care of everything." So my first couple of years, I just kind of watched what he was telling to the kids. And then I'd go down on the range, and I'd start working on my game. And I didn't want to go out and play with him because I didn't want, the coach doesn't want to get beat by the players. And that was happening pretty quick because Kyle was in eighth grade when I started, and he was already shooting better scores than I did. But anyway, Bill was phenomenal, and he was ahead of his time. I mean, he was videotaping swings, and we would go in and sit in the pro shop and watch it. And I always worried about that. I thought, man, we're going to have 10 kids sitting in here watching each other swing. I've never seen anybody correct more swings with nothing but positive comments. If you were doing something wrong, he didn't say anything about it. If you did something right, he bragged about it. He was like I said, he was ahead of his time. He did a wonderful job. As far as the girls and the team, and you see a little bit of this in the program, just what an amazing bunch we had at that time. It was kind of like lightning in a bottle. It seemed like they came in twos. You know, I had Ashley and Margaret and Jenna and Katie, and Casey and Ashley all coming through in twos. Ashley and Margaret were fortunate enough to have Lori and Emily above them. And they kind of taught each other the game. They taught each other the etiquette. They were always supportive of one another, especially the younger girls, kind of guiding them. We always had great upperclassmen. But you can coach for a long time, and coaches will know what I mean. I've never felt a more rewarding championship than I did for these girls. We missed going to state by two strokes in, 97. 98, I think we missed it by one stroke. I mean, they're devastated. But a day or two later, I go down to Boots Randolph, and half the girls are out there hitting balls on the range. And Bill commented, he said, "You're not going to miss going next year." No, we didn't. We annihilated everybody, shot a regional record, and they pretty much came in and put their foot down and said, we've got this one. So I was so happy for them. There were a lot of people that helped out with this program. The Boots Randolph, the community down there, it was like a country club. You had your morning group that went out, a bunch of retired guys. You had your afternoon group that came in, and they were all guys that worked during the day. And they took these girls and boys under their wing. You know, Kyle, Brian, Blaine, Scotty, all those guys, J. Matt, they probably played more rounds of golf with adults than they did with each other. And it was just an amazing atmosphere. The school was always very supportive. I was talking to Buddy Perry earlier. We put it together. He put together a Wildcat Invitational that we played every year. School was always really supportive of everything we did. And I couldn't be happier. And these girls deserve this, and I'm so proud of them. And proud of the women they've become. I don't know, did we have any girls whose parents actually played golf? They got into it for different reasons, but I'm telling the parents were there. They were there every match. The Hensleys, the Martins, the Floods, I mean, everybody was there. And it was a good family atmosphere, and I'm just so happy I was a part of it. Thank you for including me in this, and that's all I have.